Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 27. We'll start reading with verse 20 through 25. Acts chapter 27. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared. This is Paul. He's out on a ship, headed to Rome. And a small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was taken away. You ever been in a position like that when you think that there's no way out? You're right at the end. Don't know how I'm going to get over this financial situation. Don't know how I'm going to get over this sickness. Don't know how I'm going to get through this death of a loved one. But all hope for us to be saved had been taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sir, you should have hearkened me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." The sun wasn't shining. You couldn't see the stars. The clouds were all over. They knew that there was nothing left. They were going to die. He said, not like a preacher, "Be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but we're going to lose the ship. And there stood by me this night the angel of God, who I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with you. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, and it shall be even as it was told me.'" Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you give us your message, not my message, not what the people want, but Lord, what you want for all of us, because all of us need to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. There's an old saying, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me." I want to tell you, whoever said that didn't know anything. Words change the course of the world. I was thinking about words of men, and I thought about Abraham Lincoln on November 19th, 1863. And he made this statement at a cemetery in Gettysburg, and he said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation. It was conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now remember, this was 1863. The war wasn't over until 1865. Abraham Lincoln was saying, this is why we're fighting. This is why we're here, because we believe that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. That speech went down in history, and every child that ever went to school memorized it. Because Abraham Lincoln believed that all men deserve life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness. And the United States of America was built on freedom. In 1963, in April 28th, standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and I remember it, there was a man by the name of Martin Luther King that said these words: "When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Those words changed America. He went on to say, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream, which he was right. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. He was right. And I remember America changing during that time. I remember in the Navy in 1969 and 1970, some of the meetings that I went to, trying to get this divide brought into unity. Words do mean something. This wasn't a war that Martin Luther King talked about. These were words that he was talking about, promises that he was talking about, promises that we should keep. In the pulpit, we don't grab you and shake you when we preach. We preach the word, and the word digs deep into our hearts, and we change because we know that it is right. Listen to these words from the Bible. Then Saul, in Acts chapter 9, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were in the way, or any Christians, whether man or woman, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. In his journey, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard the voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goads. So he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Words. Words. But they spoke to Saul's heart, and God said, your name's not going to be Saul anymore, it's going to be Paul, because you're going to be my messenger. Has God ever spoke to you? He spoke to me. Sometimes when God speaks, you wish that he wouldn't. He spoke to me under the wing of an airplane when I was in the Navy at 4 a.m. in the wintertime. And he didn't leave any doubt in my mind or my heart that he was calling me to preach his gospel. Changed my life right there at 4 a.m. under the wing of that airplane at Pax River Naval Air Station. When God speaks to you, it changes everything about you. God spoke to me when I was a young man, and he said, you need to be saved. And I remember walking down the aisle with the pastor, just me and him in the church, and getting on my knees and praying and asking God to save me. And he did. I remember when I came here to preach, almost 37 years ago. And I came to preach for 3 Sundays. It'll soon be 37 years. But they kept inviting me back. And one Sunday night, after the sermon was over, the singing was over, Michael, I saw two men on this side of the altar in our old building, knelt down with their arms around each other. And those men both had me in their house and told me how they didn't like each other, both of them, and told me what the division was over. And why I should side with him, and why I should side with him. And they were crying and they were praying at the altar that Sunday night. And God spoke to me and he said, I'm going to use you to build a church here. I knew that when I got back on that airplane on Monday morning to fly and to go to work, I knew that I had to tell my boss that I had to quit my job because God had a job for me. It changes your life when God speaks to you. If it don't change your life, you're not listening. I remember I was living in Sylvania, and I had a successful second business going. And God stopped me as I walked into my garage, and he said, I didn't call you here to run this business. I called you here to preach the gospel and to build a church. Immediately, we put our house up for sale. We bought a house that was $90,000 less than the one we were living in, and I closed the business. Because when God speaks, it isn't that you have a choice. Or if you take a choice when God speaks, it's the wrong choice. We must obey what God says when God says it. And from that day is the day that God started blessing this church. God started adding people to the church. I remember in 1999, I had an aunt and uncle that lived in Delphus, and they drove from Delphus, got up early in the morning to come to hear me preach in Toledo. And when I got home, about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a call from my aunt and said, Bobby, we came to hear you preach, but we couldn't find the church. We looked all over, and you know, I don't know if you know where the old church was, but it's on North Cove Boulevard. Do you know how long North Cove Boulevard is from here to that window? No. It's a quarter of a mile long. On the other side of Monroe Street, it's a different name. Coming in off of Upton, it's a different name. And it was just right at the corner, and it only went down about 7 houses in the church. God said, you need to move. People can't find where you're at. And I want to be seen. So, we moved. Someday, God's going to tell me to leave here. And it don't matter what you say or what you don't say, I will leave here. And I'll tell you what I've told him for 37 years, and until he says it, you're not going to run me off either. But when God says it, you do it. When God speaks, we must move. God will speak to you, and you will know it's God speaking. And we'll say, "What, preacher, I've never heard God tell me anything. Do you pray? Do you read your Bible? God speaks to me every day through his word. He spoke to me this week. You know what he said? Let not your heart be troubled. Do you believe in God? Believe also in me. There you go. Jeannie, there you go. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. God said, you know what? I've got everything handled. Well, am I going to get better? Don't know. What amazes me is a passage of scripture that I read when we started out. Did you read what that scripture said? God was sending Paul to Rome. God wanted Paul to go to Rome so that he could spread the gospel. God sent Paul through a storm where they lost the ship and everything in the ship. Sometimes when God speaks to you, he isn't sending you into calmness. He isn't sending you into still waters. Sometimes he's sending you into a place that only you can have the word for what needs to be done. Paul said, be of good cheer. The clouds have blocked out the stars. The waves are so high, we don't know which way to turn. But God spoke to me, and I am his. And he told me, I want you in Rome to stand before the leadership there. Paul said, then what's going to happen? Am I going to be successful and have 10,000 people and drive a big, nice car and live in a nice house? He said, no, I'm going to put you in jail. You know what Paul said? Okay. It's okay, Lord. Wherever you want me to be, because I don't know the outcome. You know the outcome. You know what happened? Paul was chained to guards, and he would lead those guards to the Lord. How do we know that? Because when Paul would write, he says, "The guard that's with me says hello and blessing upon you." Amazing. Paul, how do we find you? If we go to Rome, we hear there's a Christian in Rome, and he's a teacher, and how do we find you? Well, he's easy to be found. He's locked up over there. When will you be there? Does he have hours? He's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we can find him. The best place for Paul to be to do what God wanted him to do was under house arrest. This was not a man that was just dragging through the streets. Paul had the best education of his day. He's a member of the Sanhedrin. He was a leader in Israel. And his life was hard from the time that he became a Christian. But God spoke to him, and God spoke to him, and God spoke to him. Sometimes we think when our life is hard, God isn't speaking. Sometimes we think when our life is hard, God isn't listening. Sometimes we think when our life is hard that God doesn't see where we're at. Let me tell you something. You may not know where you're at, but God knows where you're at. You may not know that God's listening, but God knows he's listening. And you may not know that God is answering, but God is answering. We're not here to please ourselves. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We are here to please God. We're here to build his church, to build one another up. And we do that with words. You know what the Bible says when you come to church, what you're supposed to do? Well, criticize the lights, criticize the heat, criticize the choir, criticize. No, he says come to church and encourage one another. Lift up one another. Pray for one another. Wow. If we would just listen to God, it would change a church. We'd listen to God, it would change our lives. I remember thinking as I was growing up, Carol, my sister's here today. She's going to speak next week. I'm going to be a bit under the weather. So I remember thinking, when Dad would get after me for doing something wrong, which wasn't very often. I mean, really, once or twice a day. Not very often at all. I think, Dad, you're not supposed to provoke your children to wrath. It says it right there in the Bible. Listen to God, Dad. If we would take this word and believe that it is God's holy word and lift it up and read it, it would get us through any trouble we're going through. It'll get you out of any circumstance you're in. It will give you the job that God wants you to have. And when you get up in the morning, you can say, God, I don't care what I do today as long as I'm in your will. It will keep you honest at work. It'll keep you honest in your family. It'll keep you honest in your church. It will make you who God wants you to be. And you know what he said about church? When those doors are open, you're supposed to be in them. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. God speak to you. He speaks to me. And he changes my life. And I pray that he spoke to you this morning. And you understand that every word in this book is God speaking to you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. I was looking at these football quarterbacks' houses this week. And I thought, Lord, you're going to be really surprised when they get to heaven and they see the kind of mansion you've built. Because everything we have there, we're going to be capable of using. It's amazing. And we're not going to be surrounded by people that we think might betray us or there because we're paying them. We're going to be surrounded by people that actually love us, that actually love the Lord, that actually wanted to be there. That's what church ought to be. And church can be that. but words. Sticks and stones can break our bones, but words can destroy us. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you guide our words. But Lord, more so, I pray that you open our ears that we might hear you as you speak, and that you might speak loud enough that we might hear, that we might have an ear that's tuned in to heaven and to the spiritual and not just the world. Help us to see what you have prepared for us, because that's the kingdom we're supposed to be living in here. And for that, we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.